They're so dead. They're all dead. I mean, the dead are dead. But the living are gonna be dead. Jesus. I said Jesus when Littlefinger got killed. I said I thought Jesus when the Ice Dragon came. And I'm saying Jesus for the whole goddamn season 7. Oh my god. This was probably overall the best season of Game of Thrones. And it's the best season of the best show ever. Oh my god. I say Jesus all the time. Meanwhile, I don't even believe in Jesus. I'm an atheist. Christ. I said it again. This is just going to be like a quick... I just finished it. I just stopped watching it. So this is just going to be a quick reaction. And then with this episode and Eastwatch, I'm going to watch it again and take some notes and then actually speak about it. Speak about what stood out to me. I don't know if I'll break down the whole entire episode. I don't know if I have that time. Wow. So good. I do think that they could have not revealed the Ice Dragon last episode. They could have. I think it would have been better if they would have revealed it the way they did at the end of this one. It just. I think it would have been more shocking. But the whole episode was great in, you know, everything's being revealed, especially with Jon's, you know, the origin of Jon Snow, or shall I say, Aegon Targaryen. Now, for book readers, I'm not going to go into detail, but for book readers, the name Aegon has some significance, and that's all I'll say. But you knew that Daenerys and Jon would would get together. Incest, of course, but it's not uncommon, I guess, or it's not that common, but it's definitely realistic in that world, and it's realistic in this world too. And the way the Starks, Arya and Sansa conspired to finally kill Littlefinger, and I knew Littlefinger would die. It was just, well, I didn't know Littlefinger would die because he had such an upper hand like all these seasons. But I guess when Bran started seeing things, that would have been the way to do it. I have to give a shout out, and not just a shout out, but kind of just like oh, I can't believe it, but it's not their fault. There's two great Game of Thrones podcasts. One is History of Westeros, and the other one is Radio Westeros. And the people who do these podcasts analyze the books and the shows, but mostly the books, and they compare the shows to the books, and they analyze these books like the way a biblical scholar would analyze a Bible. Here I go with the religious references again. But the way they do it is so good in that they have predicted a lot of things that have come true, them and a bunch of other fans. And these fans are just fantastic in their predictions. Like, I've read the books once, and I really enjoyed them, but I never dissected them. I don't have the time, and I just, when I read a book, I just want to read it once and move on to a next book, to a new book. But the way these people do it is just so incredible. So incredible, in fact, that I may not want to listen to their podcasts anymore until the shows are over, only because they're getting so many things right. They called the Ice Dragon before the Ice Dragon happened. They called Littlefinger's death and that it would be Bran to do it. They either predicted Bran or they predicted the Hound, because the Hound was there when Baelish turned on Ned. But they're getting it so right that that I may have to stop because they're too good. But I mean, they're really good. If you just want in-depth analysis of Game of Thrones, I'm sure there is plenty of Game of Thrones reviewing podcasts and other ones that break it down. But man, these two just have it down to a science, and man, they're just so good. I wouldn't be surprised if George R. R. Martin turns to them sometimes to just to ask him some questions for the things that he doesn't know. So, but the way the negotiations were between all the houses, the way Cersei thinks is so diabolical and just so without honor. But man, if you want to be on a winning side, of someone, that's the side that you ought to be on. But then again, she's only out for herself, so I don't know about having her as a ruler. I'd much rather want Danny and John right now as people to rule over me if that was the only way to go. I really thought that Jamie was going to be killed. I mean, my mouth was open the whole time. Tyrion, I didn't think so. I'm just so curious what they talked about, but it's not like it mattered because Cersei just didn't have his interests at heart anyway. But I would have been so curious what that conversation would have been. And I hope Tormund's still alive. Hope Tormund and Beric are still alive, even though the Ice Dragon's just killing everything and the Army of the Dead are just about to kill everything and everyone. But it would be nice. It's nice that Theon got some forgiveness, even though John was, Theon's right in a way that John says and does the right thing, that John just has that in him. Even though John's made mistakes because he's only human, he has that in him to make these kind of decisions, even though, you know, it was the wrong one, kind of not lying at that point. But even though Theon was horrible earlier in the seasons, how he betrayed the Starks that way, that can't be forgiven. But I guess other things can. You know, he's trying to talk about a redemption story. You know, talk about a character who's just been through so much and probably beats himself up more than anyone can. And that's saying a lot because, man, he's just been tortured for many, many, many seasons and years. And so it's going to be, I'm looking forward to seeing him go after Yara now. And what he does with Euron. I really believe that Euron was like, no thanks. I'm done. I'm out of here, you know, because it kind of seemed that he would do that. But yeah, he does have loyalty. So that was cool. Just how, oh my God, all these twists and turns and, oh, I don't want to rule anything. There's just too much thinking. Jeez. Or if I did rule something, I don't know if I'll be that good a ruler. It's just, you know, I mean, Cersei puts Littlefinger to shame how she's so many steps ahead and how she can just turn on people and plan this and plan that. And man, oh man, she's good. Oh, what a character. What a great character. What a great show. I'm feeling lightheaded and I have to use the bathroom. So this was just my quick reaction, and I'll analyze it somewhere down the road. I want to just upload a few more podcasts before this one, or at least one before this one, and then do my thing. And hopefully you'll do your thing. And hopefully you do your thing by commenting and liking and sharing this podcast. So you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Mike Lane Act. That's MikeLaneAct. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/MikeLaneActor. And you can do all that. Find me on Podbean, share. Oh, you can email me, MikeLaneAct@yahoo.com, and I'll answer all your comments and emails. So until the next Game of Thrones season, which hopefully will be tomorrow, but it's not, we're going to have to wait, and I don't want to know anything about it. And, you know, maybe the next book, maybe Winds of Winter will be out before then. That would be so cool. I'm going to have to get some of the history books, too. Oh, my God. It's like, you know, I do like history, and what's good about reading, like, the history of The Song of Ice and Fire, which, by the way, The Song of Ice and Fire is the name of the saga of the books, and The Song of Ice and Fire can be Jon and Dany, and can be, you know, the dragons against the White Walkers, Ice and Fire, the Rhaegar Targaryen and Lyanna Stark, you know, all that, Ice and Fire, Song of Ice and Fire. So it's about them. But the fact that George R. R. Martin bases this on real life history is so cool. And if you like Song of Ice and Fire history, hopefully it gets you interested in the real life history, because then you could say, oh, well, this is what George R. R. Martin based this on. So there's a lot of cool historical nuggets in that. I can't go through them all right now because my bladder is about to explode. So anyway, I gave my plugs. I did all that. Enjoy, everyone. Enjoy your lives. Enjoy your lives before the army of the dead gets us. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.